Happy Monday, family. Oh, a big two-hour edition, Monday edition of The Rush Hour. So much happened over the weekend. Where do you start? Where do we start on a Monday? Christmas pageant, Gun for Hire. We've got Duck Club. We've got The Jackal. We've got Skull, Kerry O'Keefe. I'm going to get to the big fellow himself, the man that just goes above and beyond for this show every single time. I look at him right in the eye and I say, welcome to the Black Rhino. Welcome, Juice.
G'day, Louis. G'day, Adelaide. Nice to be here on a Monday. I hope you all had a wonderful weekend. We were very productive. I'd like to thank our team here at Triple M for putting on a marvellous, marvellous performance Saturday down at the Morford Vale Cricket Club, Lou.
It was outstanding. And a big shout out to Murph. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Shawnee,
thank you.
Good to see you, Shawnee.
Couple of days off.
Good to see you, mate.
Right. Duck Club today, don't forget, coming out at 5 o'clock. Oh. Not too late to get onto the hotline. And geez, Charles, we and I have just cast our eye over the one-day fixture that took place yesterday. How many ducks?
Right, so we had the West End One-Day Cup with the district clubs, 22 ducks.
Jeez.
22 ducks yesterday, Lou. An embarrassment to South Australian cricket. All these young men in the paper today, page sports page 53.
Yep.
You read your name and have a good think about where you're at.
And that number, 8299-8091, or if you want to go live, 133353 is the number for Duck Club. Look, yeah, there was a bit of rain around on the weekend. Sure, the deck might have been a tad green with moisture, but put a price. Put a price on it. By the way, go to Twitter too and check out Jars just opening up the shoulders. Isaac Vivian.
Well, I don't know if Isaac was there Saturday. Someone turned up Saturday, I was very disappointed with the bat. But
that's
we'll
all
talk
right.
More about that.
That is all good. And I'll tell you what else. It's great news. I've been able to make contact with Fat Santa.
Stop it.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Wow. So I got a direct line to the big guy at the pageant on Saturday morning, and I said to him, is there any chance of Fat Santa swinging by the studios in the last couple of weeks?
What have we got?
As he turned up, turned up with some Weber Jumbo Joe barbecue.
Stop it, Luke.
Yep, we're giving them away right across our show. The Weber Jumbo Joe barbecues, thanks to Heatworks, the home of Weber, heatworks.com.au. Go and see Oggy down there on McGill Road. He will take care of you, all right? Fat Santa's got
the sack out,
it's full, and we're ready to rock and roll.
Cricketing greats over the years.
Bradman remains this generation's number one bat.
Lily.
And Lily again breaks through.
Warn. Jarman, Andrew Jarman, Gun for Hire.
Yeah, it all came to a head Saturday at Morford Vale Cricket Club. Did we win the toss and bat?
Blair Cricket Club won the toss and elected to bowl, Luke.
Yeah, so Morford Vale was sent in. Play commenced at 1:30.
Correct.
The juice probably out in the guts, 2:10, 2:09? After a slowish, steady start by the openers. Batting at 5, which was a real surprise when I rolled up. Almost took out my boss's one of the boss's twins as I came around the corner a little sideways. You know, when you're in Rome.
Yeah.
When in Rome, do as the Romans do. Right, for those who didn't sort of quite follow it and have just joined new to the story, Jars Gun for Hire, great man. He's just one of the elite athletes that's been able to play both codes right throughout his given sporting history. And what we thought, we would offer him up for services of a cricket club in need.
Yeah.
And, it's not every day you get to get a man of this type of ability, Murph, to represent your club, and it's more, it's an endorsement, basically.
Yep.
And they're very hard to come by. So clubs from all around this great state emailed in and said and gave reasons why they wanted Jars. Morford Vale were lucky enough to win out. So Saturday was the day we went on down there. And as I said, solid start. Then openers exited.
Yeah, they did.
And then there was a lot of big whisper went round the cricket ground down.
This was funny.
And it was a beautiful setup. What a great venue. Yeah. Was the Morford Vale collapse. Had I heard of such a thing? Well, before too long, the big guy was required out in the middle. So that for us meant cue the music. For those who don't know, song chosen by the family was Macho Man. And here's what happened next. Walking out to the middle.
Want to get a duck at this
way, Abbott?
Nice big egg, mate. Get the egg
full in.
Let's go here,
Ed.
Follow
well,
mate.
Come on,
John! I didn't even see it.
He's off the mark.
Stay there. Stay there. Yeah.
Jeez, it's hard to see.
Appointment, Jarman off the mark. Just a little work to the leg side.
out stance. Wait. Box back, got a bit of bat on it. Straight to point, no run.
Let's go here, Johnny.
And here comes ball number three. Charmin, this time might go big here.
Oh, is that me?
And the house has been knocked down. God for one, Charmin, the big scalp.
Let's go down and see what he has to say.
Crowd not happy.
Well, he's going about 140, 150 in swingers. Yeah. The verbal abuse out there was marvellous by the opposition, Lee.
Good.
You know, was accused of a little nick down leg stump, but the umpire said not out.
Refusing to walk. I thought you said you were Gilchrist.
Yeah, but didn't nick. He hit the pad.
All right, good.
So, yeah, done.
One. Any advice for the next bloke coming in?
Just got to stay there. And are they up and about? Oh. And what about the boo?
Yeah,
jeez, I've upset the bloody locals.
Come down, because I actually said free beer until you got out.
Oh, there you go.
There it
well
is.
Well done, mate.
Tell you what. Don't worry about Stump Camp, Stump Mike, Channel 9 style. We had it all covered. Well done. Disappointing result, only the one run. It was a hooping in-swinger.
There's a good ball by young Ridey. All he bowled very well for a Blair
Creek.
For
those who were down there, and I asked the locals, I said, what time does the Fremantle doctor come in? Because the air that came with the whoosh. And he knocked me over.
It's 60-over game, so the boys batted out the whole 60 overs for 106.
Well played,
lads. Beautifully done. Now they've got a bowl next week against the Blair Creek Club. But I'll have to have some sort of confession after, but I'm not going to elaborate. I just need a little bit of time to say something.
Are you saying there's a
twist?
There's a little bit more to this story than meets the eye.
Yes, there is.
There's a lot of great comments on Facebook, which we shall get to a little bit later. Yeah. Can I just play him off, Murph, with a song that really should have been accompanying you off the ground opposed to Macho Man?
One is the loneliest number that you
Could have played it.
Nice.
One of the comments was, get him a piano. He might be able to play that instead. Super excited right now. Very special guest. Triple M rocks the Ashes this Thursday. First test starts up at the Gabba, and the man calling all the action. He's the boss. He's the boss of our commentary
He's
team.
Papa
the
Bear.
One, the only, Kerry O'Keefe. Skull, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Giles and Louie, good afternoon to you, boys.
Oh, exciting time, Skull.
And look, they are calling me the captain, but fair dinkum, like Mike Brearley was the captain of England, and he couldn't pull his weight. So don't know why they've got a 68-year-old captain, but there you go.
Are you calling it a token appointment, Skull?
Oh, and it is.
No, it's not. Did you ever captain a cricket side in your day, Skull?
I captained New South Wales once. I was 0-1. And Doug Walters got hit by a bouncer, Australia v. Minor Counties, 1977. Yeah. Minor Counties had never beaten Australia.
Yeah.
He got hit by a bouncer and couldn't field. He anointed me captain. He said, Skull, you take over.
Yep.
I had one session as captain of Australia. We set them 220 in 30 overs.
Yeah.
And they pissed it. And the boys kept saying, Skull, you can set defensive fields. I said, no. If they lose a wicket, they'll block and get the draw. So they kept slogging in one with three overs to spare.
Oh,
very bold.
What did Dougie say when you walked off with the group?
He was unconscious.
And I reckon you should have been the one getting the concussion test.
Oh,
Skull. I tell you what.
0-2 for representative captaincy.
I reckon another bloke that's been hit by a bouncer, that's Matty Wade. I bet you didn't see that coming.
I think he did.
not so much the omission, but the bloke that replaced him.
Well, mate, Louis, it was left field, but... I don't know how titles come in, but best gloveman in Australia is the anointment of Tim Payne. And I've got to say, boys, I watched him on the live feed in Cricket Australia 11 versus England in the day-nighter that was played as a warm-up a week or two ago, and his glove work was outstanding. But he's only kept a minimal amount of times in the last 2 years. And there's a suggestion that he wasn't even going to play the last Shield game because he wasn't going to keep, and they were going to squeeze him out as a batsman.
Jeez.
So he finally made the 11 on the with an hour to go, and a few days later, he's our test keeper. Jeez. It's Rocky Balboa, isn't it?
It is. It is. Yeah, the Italian stallion. Absolutely.
Yeah. And, mate, that's how much they thought of Matthew Wade, that this part-time keeper is now the test incumbent. It's staggering.
So, Skull, Bancroft, though, I agree with, because his last 2 years have been very good with the bat. And Australia love the right-hand, left-hand combination in the opener. And obviously, Sean Marsh. Is he the answer at number six?
Well, I think he is. He's much loved within the side, guys. Yep. That's the thing. Oh, okay. He never whinges. He's strong. I know he gets injured a lot, but they tell me that he plays hurt a lot, and it's got to be a really chronically bad injury for him to succumb to it. They do like having Soss there. Having said that, it is his seventh recall.
There's a movie in it.
How many recalls did you get, Skull?
I got dropped 5 times. And my career was seen as mediocre. Yeah. This is his, I think it's his 8th time back.
It is too.
I mean, we've got a guy up here, Salim Mahaja. Yep. He gets recalled to court 7 or 8 times.
So former mayor.
Yeah, it's the same deal. Yeah, it is. But having said that, I agree with you, Juz, that Bancroft is a great option. Technically, he's the best opener in the country. Stays side on. He plays late. I watched him get runs against Stark, Hazelwood and Cummins at Hurstville Oval, and he looked to have the tightest technique of any opener I'd seen outside of Warner when he's really trying hard. So I think that's a very good selection. I'd have had, and I know it's New South Walesy boys, and I know Travis Head and Jake Lehman had cases, but we've got a boy up here, well, he's 28 now, Daniel Hughes, who plays like Simon Kadich. He got squeezed out. But I know he's close. Yep. He's a very good player.
He's got a very nice moustache too, Skull, that he's working with.
I think that's why he wasn't selected.
Steve Smith a little jealous.
Oh, we're not having somebody with that tash playing for Australia.
It looks like it looks like a postcard from the 1900s before they're about to board the boat.
I mean, he could go to Colombia and captain them.
Yeah, I think so. Skull, a lot being said about the lack of diversity with other commentating teams. I talk about the Channel 9 team and the sausage party that they've lined up for the summer. I mean, we've been able to get diversity into the Triple M team. Why do you think that Nine have chosen to stay with the traditional lineup of the former stars that they have and not branched out and sort of moved with the times?
I think there's a macho-ness associated with the Channel 9 call, and unless it's a former outstanding female player or somebody that knows the game back the front, they've struggled over the years, haven't they, lads? Yep. I mean, they've tried women in the past, and basically they've been dismissed to ground interviews.
Yep.
We at Triple M, of course, have got Ishigua, who's outstanding.
Yeah, she's very good.
Yep. And we're lucky, and she's, you know, she's welcomed, and she's a vital part of our commentary team. They haven't found an Ishigua at Channel 9. And the criticism's been vocal, hasn't it? Social media has just gone to them.
Skull.
Now, Skull, we're going to get you in town, obviously, for the Adelaide Day Nighter. One of your favourite pastimes with our chat just off air before we came on air, we're discussing favourite karaoke songs. So, because we'd love to probably get you out and about and just let you wind down after a tough day's play. What's your go-to?
My go-to is Some Girls Do by Racy.
Oh, wow. And are you wearing the pastel suit with a little roll-up sleeve?
Yeah. And I do all Racy's dance moves. Oh, some girls do. Some girls don't. Some girls need a lot of loving, and some girls don't.
Tell you right now, Skull,
I know I've got the fever, but I don't know why.
Keep clicking.
Some girls lie.
I tell you what.
So here I am in front of you, not knowing what to do.
I there he is, the great man, Kerry O'Keefe. You can catch him all summer long with Triple M as we rock the Ashes skull. Great to hear
Good
you
stuff,
in fine
buddy.
Form, mate.
Yeah, look, nice to chat to you boys. I'll chat during Adelaide, eh?
And I'll tell you what, that's
See
a lock,
great,
skull.
Man.
That is a lock we're in for racing.
Okay, some girls do. Yeah.
We're doing karaoke with a skull on the rush hour. The Jackal is around today as well, plus Duck Club Mondays. Cannot wait to hear what has been on offer. 8299 8091. That's the hotline. Not too late to get a message in there. Name and shame.
Yep.
Or dob yourself in.
I need to have some sort of chat with you and the family because there's a twist after 5 o'clock,
Jeez,
which
just
I need to share.
Just when you thought it was all over, done and dusted, run for hire, gun for hire.
Okay.
It's going to be coming around.
Some footy news, Lou?
Yeah, Easter Woods, the new skipper of the Western Bulldogs.
Well, he had been the caretaker, hadn't he?
He was. And he
Who's
was
vice? The Bont?
The Bont.
Yeah.
Leadership
He's a
group
talent.
Of a half a dozen out there, as is the norm. So that is done and dusted.
Okay.
Big news here in town, Hugh Greenwood. He's got to have some surgery, and we believe it's an Achilles.
Oh, Huey.
So that is not good at all.
Well, he went into that grand final with a slight calf soreness or strain. He did
the other
calf
one.
In the first quarter, late in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Because
so
he was going all right.
He was.
But he did his other calf, from what I'm told. But obviously that's a bit of a blow for young Huey.
And they're all back at training too, the first of 4 years. Riley Knight won the 2K. And Jackie Watts and the new boys of
Frangove.
And out at Port Adelaide, which is great. Aussies won the International Rules Series in Perth.
So Joel Selwood, he got a black card, which was sent off for the rest of the game.
Yep.
Will he miss an AFL game?
No, well, there's talk, but no, because the official referee of the game didn't lay a charge. Has to put it on to the tribunal. Mm.
Did you see the hit off the ball?
Yeah, it was very, very late. It was straight up the middle, but, you know.
What's Nat Fife fighting all of a sudden? Was he becoming a
he's at home in front
of fighter, is he?
Family and friends and
he
had a bit of a tangle here in Adelaide, and you know what it's like.
But all of a sudden he's becoming a little bit a little bit
He-Man-ish.
Well, like, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
He's just a ball player, isn't he?
Oh, it's nice to see a bit of edge, isn't it? You know? I don't
mind
that. Speaking of the fans in Perth, obviously last game
what
at the main stadium. 30,000.
Okay.
Yeah, good turnout. And then they got a little excited at the end because that's the final game.
This is
obviously.
Subi Akka.
Domain.
Well, I'll call it,
It's Subi.
Subi. What's happened?
They started ripping up the turf.
Oh, no.
And souveniring.
No.
There's been some great football played on that deck, I can tell you, over the journey. The police minister branded them as vandals.
Because they pinched a bit of turf.
They're going hard.
They're not vandals.
And, it's like too, I mean, without a spade or a shovel, they're just barehanding, just ripping
the guts out of it.
Yeah, sods out. And just
So there's nothing left of the surface.
No, it was just a little patch where they sort of, a few got out there and got a little excited.
Well, they did
themselves.
That down here at Adelaide Oval when we said goodbye to the
Adelaide Oval. They allocated it. You could actually go down and get a piece.
Yeah, put it in little
Whereas I don't think
bits.
The officials were aware that was going to happen, and more so probably because the ground's still going to get used. That'd be my guess.
You better bring it back if you're a thief. Bring the lawn back.
And what are the odds of getting that thing home? It wasn't even a cut square. It was just a little reefed out bit. I mean, you're not going to put it in your bag.
No.
Yeah, and what were you going to do? Have a kick on it? You're going to stand it.
And you're Dr. Turf.
Oh, absolutely. I'll tell you what, it won't survive the root system. You do irreparable damage on the way home, probably spill a bit of froth on it, and that'll be the end of it. And the only thing it's good for is if, you actually got to relieve yourself on the way home. Find yourself a nice little patch.
Or grow some other gear on it.
Excuse me? What are you talking about?
You know what I mean.
What gear?
You know, that other stuff.
What stuff? What?
You grow tomatoes.
Are you saying use the soil to grow some other flower type things?
I better get out of here.
You sound like Carl, what's his name, from Caddyshack. You can play 18 holes on it all day, then smoke the bejesus out of it at night. We've got a Weber Jumbo Joe Barbecue, thanks to Heatworks, to give away right now, Jazz. Three callers on the line, three different stories.
It's time
to get them and see who we give it to.
Philster of Henley Beach. G'day, Philster.
Hey, Jazz. How you going, pal?
Good, mate. What's your story?
Ah, look, mate, I love Barbies anyway. Listen, I live very close to you.
Oh.
Hey, sorry, Louis.
That's all right.
I might break into something a little bit different here. I have seen you on the beach too, Jazz. You're a magnificent specimen. You get that, don't you, pal?
Yeah.
Listen, hey, a barbecue would be great. If I get this barbecue, I'm going to go down to bloody... Oh, excuse my language there, won't you? Hey, listen, Jazz, I am going to come around to your place with this barbecue, and we're going to fire it up, pal.
All right, son.
All right.
All right, stay on
Next.
Wayne of Mawson Lakes. G'day, Wayne.
G'day, fellas. How you going?
Wayne, tell me why you need this red-hot Weber Jumbo Joe barbecue.
Mate, I need this barbecue because I have Christmas at my place every year. I've got family that comes from interstate. Mm-hmm. I've got to put on a good spread for them.
Yeah, nice. Do you promise to love and cherish it in sickness and in health?
Yeah.
That's right, mate. That's right.
Sit tight, Wayne. I don't mind that. Christmas festivities.
Paul of Salisbury Park. G'day, Paul.
G'day, Louie. How you going?
Paulie, a good start. It was Jars, but now it's me. Let's go. What do you got for me?
I've got a big family, mate. Got a family of 7 kids and, a lot of adults, and got a nice big decking out the back which with an in-ground swimming pool. And we're just getting the paving sorted out around that and getting the pool ready for summer, so the barbecue will come in nice and handy.
Just to cap it off just nicely. Yeah. Well, we've got a guy threatening to go to Jars' house to pay up on a crow's promise of a roast.
Yeah, Wayne of Mawson Lakes.
Wayne just, just loves it.
He loves it with a passion, but Paulie was pretty good.
I kind
of
like
a family of 7.
And I love the fact that he thought I was the great one.
Yeah, he did. Well, you are.
And because you got a career in voiceovers, and he thinks that my voice is anywhere near that, is just amazing. So I'm going to give it to Paulie. Paulie, you there?
Well done. Woo!
And you know the best part, Paulie, Fat Santa and I, we don't need an invite.
No.
So you just go your hardest, all right?
You're welcome anytime.
There you go, mate. You can have yourself a Weber Joe Jumbo Joe barbecue. All thanks to us, and especially Heatworks, and a big thanks to Oggie on McGill Road there. Heatworks.com.au. Enjoy Christmas, mate.
Thanks very much. Louis and Jazz, and thanks Triple M.
They call him the Jackal.
They don't know who he is. CIA can't track him.
He knows all your moves back to front.
No!
The Jackal.
I know this is not a scheduled Jackal update. I just need to bring to the Jackal's attention?
Yes,
I saw one of his marks up close and personal Saturday night, Titanium Security Arena. I'm speaking of basically the Bambi of Australian sport, Andrew Gaze.
No.
It's near time.
You were there.
He's 2-9 right now, the great man.
And we put him, we had a target on his head that he'll be gone.
Absolutely. You had it in there. I don't think you've locked and loaded, but as of Saturday night, I'd probably tip in.
You were going to text me, weren't you? Jackal.
If I wasn't there with the kids, I would have texted the Jackal right now. Put him out of his misery.
You reckon he's gone?
Oh, he's done.
He ain't going to last too much longer, even with Jerome Randall.
Well, if the handle's not going to put some shots up until the last quarter when it's all over, there's nothing sort of happening there. I can't see him digging out of that hole.
And he is Bambi of Australia.
And that is a big franchise that he's heading up.
Well, we only go for the big names, Luke.
And the other one.
Have you got one?
I don't know whether you got your radar on this bloke.
Who was it?
All-time Australian superstar. Much loved. Round ball code.
Who was it?
Harry Kuehl.
Oh, no.
I need you to get yourself over
to
the old dart and put Harry out of his misery or tell the Jackal that it's on.
I've heard about this.
Pack your passport, tell him.
Now, he's a manager of one of the lower clubs over there, isn't he?
Yeah, the Crawley fans have just gone berserk.
They've turned on him,
had enough, much so that they were giving it to him after the game and he had to be restrained by his own players.
Oh, no, Harry. Don't go and turn on your own.
I know, he's had
so
enough.
So the Jackal, we didn't have him in our files, mate.
Oh, I think if I was the Jackal, and I know how much the Jackal loves to get a scalpel five, I'm thinking you put him up there. That's just me.
Okay.
Use
Thank
the
you
intel
for your
as
feedback.
You will.
Yeah, yeah.
Do your own due diligence, as I know
we
only
will.
The Jackal can
with
his worldwide resources. You only do what he does, but I would be suggesting get in fast because Harry is just going out the back door.
Turned on his own.
The Jackal.
I like it. 1-3-3-5-3 is our number. Anybody want to win some money?
Absolutely.
Anyone? Anyone?
Yeah.
Anyone?
Look, $1,000.
We've just given away a barbecue, and now we want to give away $1,000. Hope you had a cracking Monday, family. We had a big second hour still to come on this show. If you missed our chat a little earlier with Triple M's very own Kerry O'Keefe Skull, as we rock the ashes from half past 10 this Thursday, coming up after 5:30, a quick replay. All those who are fans of the band Racy.
He loves his...
Log in, stay tuned, because there's an absolute belter
brilliant.
Coming
very
your
funny
way.
And very insightful.
Yeah, little update, I got a little bit of Santa magic on the weekend. I'll tell you more about that as well. Ooh. That is one of the reasons why Fat Santa is back. That is one of the reasons why we've already given away a Weber Jumbo Joe barbecue. That is one of the reasons why they'll be getting given away all week
Stop
on this
it.
Show.
Oh, No.
Fat Santa is not coming to town. He is back in town on the Rush Hour. And it'd be fair to say
beautiful.
He's had a long leave, Murph, old Fat Santa.
Yeah. He has, hasn't he?
He has, right too.
The big highlight for me across the weekend was our Gun for Hire promo, which culminated in Jars heading down to the Morphett Vale Cricket Club.
Yep.
Can't give you the entire backstory right now, but what I can take you inside, right inside the pocket of the great man as he strode to the crease for Morphett Vale. Here it is.
Let's go here,
Ed.
Follow well, mate.
Come on,
Jack!
Stump
camp. I didn't even see it.
Oh!
He's off the mark.
Stay there. Stay there.
Jeez, it's hard to see.
Appointment, Jarman off the mark. Just a little work to the leg side.
Jarman, high upright stance, box back, got a bit of bat on it, straight to point, no run.
Let's go here, Johnny.
And here comes ball number three. Jarman, this time might go big here.
Oh, suddenly!
And the house has been knocked down. God for one, Jarman, the big skill.
Let's go down and see what he has to say.
Well, he's going about 140, 150 in swingers.
Yeah.
The verbal abuse out there was marvellous by the opposition, Lee.
Good.
You know, was accused of a little nick down leg stump, but umpire said not out.
Refusing to walk. I thought you were Gilchrist.
Yeah, but didn't nick. He hit the pad.
All right, good.
So, yeah, done.
One.
One.
Any advice for the next bloke coming in?
Just got to stay there. And are they up and about? Oh. And what about the boo?
Yeah.
Jeez, I've upset the bloody locals.
We're going to come down because I actually said free beer until you got out.
There we go. Yes.
Okay.
Marvellous performance. Yeah. And of course, the boys did well, batted all day, Morphett Vale, 2-day game.
They batted all for the 60 overs, so they made 160. So Belair Cricket Club have to make that next week.
Yeah,
and
alrighty.
I won't be participating.
Well done to you. Or will you?
No.
Oh.
No. All good, Lee.
Bowling all rounder.
Right, here we go, Lee. Right.
We all set?
Yeah.
That is just marvellous insight into it.
Mm.
But for those who haven't seen it, check out Triple M Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
It's a beautiful photo.
Oh, that's great.
Beautiful photo of the dismissal.
But there's something I need to address with the family
and
to you after the quiz.
Yeah, but I feel a Seinfeld episode coming on, the dismissal.
It's a euphemism.
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name.
Yeah!
Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Well, this is bloody exciting. Quiz on a Monday, $1,000 up for grabs, 10 questions, 60 seconds, and an Automasters lifeline. Boy, you wish you had an Automasters lifeline on the weekend.
That would have been nice, Luke. I think I did. Now, let's go to Mick of Mount Barker. G'day, Mick.
G'day, mate.
Oh,
how are you, Mick? Mick, you sound like you could be in a movie.
Yeah.
Mick from Mount Barker.
Mick Dundee.
Oh, I like it. Mick, do you play cricket?
Nah. I couldn't bowl a maiden over. They keep running away.
Hello. He's a little bit of a fringy actor.
He might do a quick tight five out there at the Mount Park Hotel. I like it, Mick. Mick, 10 questions, 60 seconds. You've got an Automasters lifeline. Please use it. 60 seconds of work for $1,000, mate. Simple as that.
Yep.
All right, good luck.
Mick, question number one. Name one of the two countries playing in the Davis Cup final.
Pass.
Which Aussie tennis player has the nickname Cocky?
Pass.
What sport does Jane Claxton play, Mick?
Women's cricket.
Technically.
Well,
that's
done.
That's it?
Yep.
Sorry. I mean, he was such a character.
See you, Mick.
He's such a character. He was you know, Mick from Mount Barker, he had a couple of gags up his sleeve, and then he went pass, fail.
What are our rules with this game?
First three.
Explain it to the family.
You've got to get something right in the first three, otherwise it's the sound of the truck backing
up. You can't
up.
Have a two passes and then you get one wrong.
No.
You can't have three passes.
Think backyard at home, cricket. If you three misses in a row, you're out.
The rules are rules. This is an elite segment around the country.
You know.
And Mick from Mount Barker.
Especially when you've got an Automasters Lifeline sitting there to save you from that early exit.
Oh, family.
I mean, yeah, that is akin right rules. There. That's Roger Federer going out in round one.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all what right. that is. That's how big of upset that is. When you've got a lifeline, use it.
All right.
They weren't too tough, those questions, were they?
The first one was horrendous. The Davis Cup. I mean, who knows who's playing in the Davis Cup? I love my tennis, Murph, but I wouldn't have got that. Yeah.
But they're the rules.
Tanasi Kokkinakis, absolutely. Yeah. Jane Claxton plays hockey.
Yeah.
And Mick now takes no further part in the quiz.
That's it, done.
All right, so.
So, Sean, you need five to find three new questions for tomorrow.
And
that's brilliant.
And
yes, Lou, what's happened?
The new rule, and you know this, and I've done it before.
Yeah.
The Automasters Lifeline will jackpot to tomorrow, so there'll be two.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'll be
that's a given.
That.
So, Murph, bear that in mind when you're writing your really hard questions.
Oh, well, that was a bit of a fizzer.
Well, you're going to get that from time to time. But you know how we back up from that?
Yeah.
We do Duck Club.
Yeah.
It's coming up next.
Spend more time putting pads on than you do at the crease.
He's got him first ball.
It's time to face the music.
LBW first ball.
On the rush hour, it's time.
He cannot do anything right with the bat.
For Duck Club.
Five ducks in a row.
Yeah, you're going to a brand new level in 2017-18, summer of 133353 is our number. If you're a little shy, the hotline is still open, 8299-8091. That's the one we want you to call on a Saturday after you get out. When you're having a couple of frosts with your mates, you're either dobbing them in or you're purging yourself. Unprecedented numbers in the district one day comp yesterday.
Well, yesterday.
What did you count? 22?
22 ducks. Jeez. 22 ducks over the games yesterday, Lulu. And there's some culprits. Cozzy got a duck for Northern District. But the same blokes, Southern Districts Cricket Club, in all their grades, I think are well over 50 ducks thus far in the season.
There is
50 ducks in all grades.
They will be recognised as a duck farm by the state
Southern
government.
Southern Districts.
Jeez.
And even one of their young lasses who plays the women first grade, Rachel Greenshield.
Yep.
She's had two ducks.
Rachie, come on, call. Purge.
See,
otherwise, it will
girls
continue.
Girls, don't hide from us.
See, I would suggest if you're the president of that organisation, maybe a call. Get on with us and get involved. Keep them coming through. They've been absolutely fantastic. Yeah. As I said, there's a hotline set up these days and there've been some great numbers coming through on that. But I want to play you a special message that was sent through on the 8299-8091. I don't know the content, but I just know the title says Duck Club Jars. I can only imagine, Murph and family out there, that this has something to do with being mocked for Gun for Hire across the week and maybe Run for Hire.
Okay.
If you're those who missed it, Jars made one down there at Morford Vale. You've left this fine message.
Yes, hello, Jars and Louis. It's Andrew Jones. I played for the Morford Vale Cricket Club, the Emus, at the Gun for Hire on Saturday. I'd like to apologise and purge to the cricket public that I did make a second ball duck. I did nick the ball to the keeper. I didn't walk. The umpire didn't give me out. I haven't slept since Saturday. I went on to make one run and failed with the bat. But it's about being honest. It's about being true to yourself and to the cricket public. But I'd like to purge and nominate myself for the Duck Club. Doing a good job, boys. Catch you later. Bye.
That big appeal, second ball tickle down leg side.
I hit it.
You got fair.
And I'm a walker
on it.
Too. And I didn't recover after that.
In the montage, I brought that up with you.
Yeah, but
I called you Gilchrist.
You did.
You've lived and preached the walk ethic for years.
It's
since we've had this show.
Eating away at me since that delivery. I should have been out probably second, third ball. The keeper took it and he said, "Jars, you hit it." And I said, "I know."
So I don't know how to put this. You've put your brand ahead. Your dirty ego. Your dirty ego.
It wasn't part of the script, Lou. It was showtime. I had to stay there for the public.
Exactly. That's what I mean. You let your ego.
My integrity. That's what happened.
And this is
my
the problem.
Cricket integrity, Lou.
And you know where the fallback comes with this?
Where's that, Lou?
On me. On the show. On the M's. Who rock the ashes. ahead of the Ashes, 10:30 this Thursday. We're about to unleash hell on the cricketing world.
Yeah. Nice hook.
And right now we need to deal with one of our own who got a tickle down leg side.
Yeah, didn't walk.
Who didn't rip Velcro, tuck, and then walk.
No.
Oh, that is unfair.
I apologise to the Blair Cricket Club.
How do I go on? I mean, when do we know now that whether he's telling the truth in here?
We don't.
Well, you do, because I've purged. But I've rang up the bloody hotline.
But that's easy.
I've come clean. I haven't slept since Saturday.
See, that
I was tossing and turning last night. Maz is going, what's wrong with you? I said, I made a duck, love.
That hotline right there, my friend, is for Duck Club, right? Not for Cheat Club.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, do you know, I mean, are you hearing
me? I'm
sorry,
family, but really, I made a duck.
So you got a case of the me's.
Out there, I did, Luke.
And it was all about me.
I felt really bad for the Blair Cricket
Club. And I'm going to put on a show because I'm driven down here and I'm a gun for hire.
I'm a gun.
And you.
I tickled one down leg side.
You just have done, God, all the goodwill.
I feel better now, Luke. I feel better. No, I feel better because when I was in the change rooms with you, I couldn't look at you.
You lied.
Because I knew.
I've only got two rules to work by. Don't lie to me. Don't steal from me. That goes for my house, my money, and my content.
I didn't go.
Your content.
They put a great spread on for dinner. I couldn't eat it.
I don't know.
I was shattered.
I don't know where to turn. Well, Murph, can we go to a song?
I feel better.
Yep.
Because we need to get some
calls. I need to collect my thoughts. Don't worry about calling for Duck Club. Anyone else out there, you've got a free pass. Because this guy didn't walk and he was out on naught.
Yeah, but that's why I'm purging now.
It doesn't help make you
I don't want the kids to go through what I went through. Uncle Jar should have walked. The umpire didn't give me out.
Like I said, the hotline's not Duck Club, Cheat Club, it's Duck Club.
Oh.
And you have just put us into a tailspin of the highest order here at Triple M. In fact, where's James,
our
boss?
I feel better.
I don't know whether I can work with a guy that can't tell the truth. I really don't.
But I feel better. I've purged. I finally purged.
I'm glad you feel better. 133353, give us a call. Oh no, it's what do we do with Jars?
Say if Blair,
how do we move on from this?
Say if Blair make 159.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And, right. And we made 160.
I tell you what, there'll be
what happens?
I would file for an injunction in the Supreme Court. Massive curveball being thrown here in studio on Duck Club Monday. Murph, if you can rustle that up again. Jars left a message. I can't do it justice. I think we just need to hear it again from the horse's mouth. That hotline number, 8299-8091. Yep. If you made naught, you need to name and shame somebody. You'll purge yourself. Jars officially made one for Morphett Vale as a gun for hire on the weekend. A lot of conjecture about the second nutty faced, a little tickle down leg side, taken by the keeper quite cleanly.
Mm-hmm.
The boys umpire said
not out.
And then this has come to our attention no less than 5 minutes ago.
Yes, hello, Jars and Louis. It's Andrew Jones. I played for the Morphett Vale Cricket Club, the Emus, as a gun for hire on Saturday. I'd like to apologise and purge the cricket public that I did make a second ball duck. I did nick the ball to the keeper. I didn't walk. The umpire didn't give me out. I haven't slept since Saturday. I went on to make one run and failed with the bat, but it's about being honest. It's about being true to yourself and to the cricket public. But I'd like to purge and nominate myself for the Duck Club. Doing a good job, boys. Catch you later. Bye.
There it is. That is the bombshell that we are left to clean up in here. Oh.
But in the book, I'm down for one.
Yeah, the only purging happening, I think, is perjury around here, is it not?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, jeez. I don't know where to go. Twitter, not happy. Disgraceful act. Surely that's a sackable offence from Tom Madigan.
Tommy.
Lawrence, long-time Twitter. Yeah. You know you're struggling when you get away with a tickle down leg for a globe. Yeah. Then you get bowled for one anyhow. Cricket gods strike against.
Nah, that's fair, Loz.
Sir Splash.
There
so, Jars was dismissed on two of the three balls he faced. Oh, dear. And Couchy Specimen says now you can ring and nominate yourself for Duck Club. Let's head to the phones and find out what the people think of this act and whether the public purge is enough.
Richard of Coromandel Valley. G'day, Richie.
How you going, chaps?
Good, Rich.
Oh,
what
I
about
feel better
this,
now.
Mate? I didn't see this coming.
Well, I've been giving this long and hard thought. I heard about this Sunday morning at cricket.
Oh, nice.
And I think Louis being a fair and just man, I think it's only fair that he works at your community service for this, Jazz.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no. Yes. Yes. Rich, who told you, Richard, on Sunday morning? Where'd you get the info from?
Oh, is that cricket? No, yeah,
don't give up your sources, Richard. I tell you what, I mean, we can't let an act like this go unpunished. Oh. And like we said before, Richard, just because he's rang up and felt sick in the guts and couldn't sleep, that doesn't sort of let him off the hook, does it?
No, it's community service, mate. I read the preamble on the laws of cricket today.
And there it is.
He just needs to go back and have a look at that and bringing disrespect to the game. Community service.
Oh, I think so too. And what about the kids out there who idolise him?
That's it. It just can't be done.
Great start, Richard. Thank you.
John Wayne, the Duke would have walked.
Yeah, don't bring him in. Don't bring the bloody. That's my man. He's my idol.
All bow legged and all.
The other night.
He would have shuffled
grit.
Off, wouldn't he?
Oh, thanks, Richard.
Thanks, Richard.
Jared from the Hills. G'day, Jared from the Hills.
How you doing there, Daz?
Jazza, how do we handle this?
Well, I reckon this here is stealing a run. And in ancient law, if you stole something, you had to pay it back four times.
Oh.
So I'm thinking four truth and dares so that he can prove that he will tell the truth, get the family to ring in. Tell us four days on the next 4 days, and Jazz has got to pay up.
Tell you what, can I take one of those? Because I want to find out why he went to the shops for 3 days.
It wasn't 3 days.
That's got to be one of them.
Has to be. Great idea, Jazz. Thank you.
John of Blair. G'day, John of Blair Cricket Club. How are you, John?
Johnny.
Good, mate. How are you guys?
How are you feeling about this admission?
Mate, I already knew because I saw it happen. I caught him. And then he turned out afterwards and gave me a bit of a cheeky look and flicked his pads and pretended like it was off his pad. So he knew, and I knew, that it was off his back.
Yeah.
But you know, I always looked up to Jazz as a kid. And I had a bit of a sleepless night last night thinking that he wasn't all that he cracked up to be. But, you know, the fact that he's come out and admitted it, I appreciate that. That's fair enough.
Good on you, mate.
Great call, Johnny. I tell you what, I like that idea of the penalty of four times.
It's good, isn't it?
You know, imagine we
I've done my bit. I've come out and explained my situation because I felt bad.
We appreciate it.
I don't play cricket like that. Now, it's a gentleman's game.
Do
you want to put more mayonnaise on?
There's no mayonnaise to be had,
yes,
mate.
You do. You want to have your fun. You want to kick me around. You want to get your rocks off. There's no community staff. There's no truth or dare.
You're the one that squeezed.
I've rang up. I've done what I've had to do. We've made a good day for the cricket club.
That is it, Lulu. You're the one that went to the pantry and grabbed the mayonnaise first.
Let's move on.
I tell you what, a couple of great tweets coming through. Jeps Cross Watchtower suggesting a previous act you've done or this act. What's worse?
Drink driving or phone in the walk, which is worse.
Because when you got your drink driving, you had to catch the bus a lot.
And the tram.
And it's kind of ironic. Imagine making him take public transport again for not walking.
Walking, yep.
Oh, no. Not again.
We should confiscate your car keys in your car.
Nah, all good.
All right. No, great tweets coming through.
Hang on. Our club president from the Gazer Football please. Community Club, Gary Marshall, made a duck in the over-60s game. Second ball duck.
Oof.
Won't answer my phone calls.
Yeah.
He's our president. We've got the AGM on Sunday.
I'm sort of thinking out loud here, Murph. Sorry to
interrupt
you.
He thinks he's the Alan Border of Gazer cricket.
Does he?
Yeah.
All right.
Old Gaz.
I'm just thinking, had your stumps not been so dismantled, for one, there's probably every chance that you were stuck around.
Oh, no.
I'm surprised you didn't call for a review of the no ball.
No. Young righty for E. Bobwell.
Because you know what there is right now? I don't want to go down this path, but this is where we're at, Murph. There is a real... I mean, how deep does this go?
Yeah, actually, that's a good point. He's got form, isn't he?
Is there Indian bookmakers involved?
There's no... Oh.
Is there? Oh, no, wait for it. Is there spot fixing? Did somebody back him for one?
The umpire didn't hear it.
Did you give maybe your punting brother, DJ?
Oh, no.
Say, he was there, Fudd.
I'm going to last four balls. And not two.
He was there, Fudd.
A bit of spot pity.
Yeah, I reckon he put
something on. I tell you
on.
What, I'm going to get the ICC. What's ICAC or whoever they are? Somebody needs to look into this. All right. Who's the association boss?
Anyway. I don't give it.
How can you feel better?
Because I've purged. I've got
all
it out.
All you've done is just tell us what you did. You're still cheating.
I'm glad I've got it out.
But you're still cheated.
It's not.
You're a cheat.
It's not cheating. It's not cheating.
How is it not cheating?
It's just a poor shot.
It's a poor decision.
Now, can I do a shout out for the Cooper's Ale House in Jepps Cross? Beer, food, functions, live music, and a massive beer garden. That's where we're going to be next Thursday.
No singlet, no shorts, no cheats. For those who don't know, my kids are 8, 6, and 3. So it was with much delight.
Yeah.
I headed to the Christmas pageant on Saturday morning.
Okay. God. What time did your day start?
Normally, look, we're up and around about 6:45 at home, but we rolled in a bit after 9-ish, you know, just experienced campaigners. Have been a few times. Normally take up a residency on the government house wall there, opposite the parliament. Get them up high, the older kids, and try and wheeze them away through to the front. And you get them come around the corner and you get a good look at them.
Okay.
Changed tack this year.
You did?
Move further down North Terrace. Closer to the cave place. Yeah. So, basically where Father Christmas is about to pull up stumps and he goes up the stairs, has a little speech, and then rocks on off and heads off to the cave.
Beautiful. Yeah. Start the big fella. For the kiddies' presents.
Shout out to a friend of mine, Charlie, who debuted as a clown yesterday, first time.
Well done, Charles. Performance?
2-year-old's birthday party yesterday. He was so sore. Sore through the quads.
Did he?
Completely underestimated the work ethic required
for a clown
to entertain kids through the pageant and the pathway of it all. And rookie mistake, was told, you know, everyone said, you got to be there at 6. You know. Second, third time, fourth time, clowns, no, it's 7:30 in anyone's language. So he had a real early start.
Did he?
And the quads were screaming yesterday afternoon as he was just wandering around the park with me. Today will be even worse. Shout out to Charlie.
Okay. Memories.
It's a wonderful day, the old Christmas pageant, but the reason I wanted to bring it up and bring it in, it's part of your parental right or passage, I suppose, that you've got to go and you've got to suffer. And I still, for the people who get there early and do all the right stuff, and then what I loved most was the spirit, they let the kids through.
Yeah, okay.
They let them wander up so they get a good first-hand look, and that is really nice. But
did you have chalk? What colour chalk do you have?
Yeah, well, bought a bit of chalk on pink, blue, yellow, obviously that lovely green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you stay beyond the blue line?
Yeah, well, I didn't get up the close. I was out the back on the tram lines, and I drew a couple of pictures myself of Evie and Lenny and O. And
nice.
Lovely. Santa's sleigh. You know, I was right into it there for a while. Luke. Yeah, I was going back to when I was about 7 or 8. Mm. But the thing I want to talk about, so after that, got some inside intel that when the big guy finishes on stage near the war memorial, that there's over in the Gawler Place laneway is the little present, suppose, type little trolley setup that Santa gets on and goes to the magic cave. Wow. Now, I got this intel about 15 minutes out prior to the big guy arriving.
Beautiful.
So there was a slight little shimmy happening on over. And then all of a sudden, as Santa ascended to the stairs to give the speech, called the troops together.
Operation Santa.
Let's get across to Gawler Place corner. So we get over there and we're waiting. And then obviously all the little fairies come through and Santa comes down and the business is done. And Raggy, Brenton Ragless is going berserk and just Rags, every moment of it.
Yep.
Big guy comes through. Wandering on through.
Stop it.
A little bit of eye contact.
And what happened?
Had a little lens with me. Blue lens, a little kiss.
3-year old.
Then I put the hand out.
Stop it.
The hand of Santa.
The great man.
High five. So right there, right now, that hand.
Glove
right
v skin.
Is Christmas spirit.
Through your veins.
I felt like I've been struck by lightning. Oh. The spiritual gift I was given. You know what happened next?
What happened
I said to Ange, I've just got to duck off for a minute. I'm serious here. I just need to duck off. Don't ask any questions. And I went off and I bought her Christmas gift. I've got it already. I'm serious. All because
he's blessed you.
The hand of Santa.
Yeah, well.
I'm telling you, this year, Christmas is running through me. That's why I'm so pumped that Fat Santa is back. We're giving away Weber Jumbo Joe barbecues all week. The hand of Santa. Honestly, I felt like he was going to invite me up. I feel like Maradona.